Hello and welcome to Sometimes Video Games. I'm Adam and I forgot to do an intro to this. So today I'm going to be interviewing Jamal Green and Launchable Socks, aka Yoast, of Toem fame, doing the soundtrack for Toem. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. Aren't all socks launchable in some way?
Aren't we all launchable in some way?
Where did the name come from?
Do you want the boring answer or the magical answer?
Which one are you feeling like giving?
You know the you know, we all know that feeling where you open your sock drawer and you look for your favorite socks. I don't know if we all have favorite socks, but then there's, you find just the one of them, and this happens way too often. It happens with guitar picks too, although yes. Guitar picks don't come in pairs, but they go somewhere magical, and it's not for us to know where. That's my less boring answer.
What are your favorite pair of socks then?
I wish I was wearing them right now. I could just show you, but well, my girlfriend's getting them. I think she knows what I'm talking about. I got these for, I think it was my birthday. Throw me one. These. They're musical, and they got guitars on them, and they're colorful, nice. And nice and cool. Warm.
Do you have a favorite pair of socks, Jamal?
I think I might be.
Is that your sock drawer? Yeah.
No, they're not in here. I have watermelon socks, like really nice watermelon socks, and
me too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was also a contender for my favorite fruit, and it would have been nice to pick those for the socks instead of the fruit. So, yeah. But they're not here. I don't know where they are.
There we go.
In the washing machine, I guess.
Must be. So, the word Toem, what does that mean to you?
That is a very, very good question. Now, it means the game. And its titular phenomenon at the end of the game. Before I saw the game and worked on the game, it meant nothing. So it may still mean nothing, because the word, I don't think, means anything in any language, though Yoast actually knows a lot of languages, so he will know if it means anything in any language.
I mean, I know a few languages. I don't know them all, so I don't know if there is some language somewhere where it means something specific. But no, I don't. I heard. I think Nicholas say that they made it up, the word.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I would join with what Jamal said. It means something to us now. It means the game, and it means something in the game that we probably shouldn't divulge too much about if you haven't played it yet. But I don't think it means anything specific in any language.
Cool. So how did you both get involved in the project?
Yeah, so you take this one. You were there first, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. This is a long time ago. I think we reconstructed it a little bit when we were in Sweden for the launch a couple weeks ago. And we looked it up. I think it was 2018 when I first sent the guys a message. I think I just saw a trailer for what is now Toem. I think it was actually called Toem back then too, but it was a totally different, it looked roughly the same, but it was a totally different project back then. But I just saw it and I fell in love, and I think I sent them a message telling them that I really loved it. And I think what happened then is that they started listening to my SoundCloud in the office in Sweden. And I guess my music must have bounced around, because a couple of years later, that must have been early 2020, when they the guys secured funding, they rang me up and they asked me to be part of the team.
That must be cool. How about you, Jamal? How did you get involved?
I saw the game on Twitter, just scrolling through, and I think I thought to myself, don't even bother reaching out. Probably already got somebody great. Because I think the early demo that Joost is talking about, or maybe one that came a little bit later, already had some music, and it was really great. Perfect for the game at the time, in the state that it was in. And I think I then saw it again a few days later and thought, well, I've seen it twice now, and I think that means something. So I reached out, and we spoke about it for a bit, and I ended up sending something that I made specifically for the game. And they then said that Joost was already working on it, I think, or that I'd be joining him. And I had already spoken to Joost once before, or maybe a couple of times before, over Twitter DMs, because somebody once reached out to me and said some of my work sounded like Joost's. I mean, I don't think it does. Joost's work is, for Q-Bear, the game in question, I mean, is incredible. And I think everyone should check that out, by the way. But yeah, so I'd listened to Q-Bear in the past, reached out to Joost, and so yeah, we reconnected on this game, which is so special, really.
Yeah, so how did you work together? Were there any difficulties with working together? It's unusual to have two composers working on a small game like that, I think.
Yeah, it required some figuring out how to divvy up the work and who did what. But it kind of, I kind of feel like it happened naturally over the course of the game. We tried to sort of think it out and be all like intellectual about it, like, this is the way we're going to do it. And we came up with a bunch of different plans, I think, but in the end, it kind of happened naturally. We just started composing. The game just gave us so much. Like every time we got a new build or a new look at a new area or something, it just gave us so much that music would just come naturally. And I think that's just the way it kind of happened. We didn't, like, looking back, it feels like we didn't really have much influence over it. It just kind of happened. I don't know if that's what you feel about it, Jamal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly the same. There, like you said, there was a time where we were really trying to like wrangle it and control the course, and that was kind of right after we sent our original demos to the team, and then it was time for us to really start the project together. We were talking and just trying to work out, right, we're right at the start of this, how can we get to the end of it and have completed the project the way we wanted to. And it's weird to look back on what feels like only a couple of months ago, or even a few weeks ago, but it's like over a year or something, and we're here now, and it's finished, and I'm very proud of it. We did what we set out to do, but I don't think we had any control over it, really.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we both, I think, we made two demos way back when we started out, and I think it must have been your idea where you went like, oh, you sent me something that you were working on, and you were like, dude, we should do one together, just see what happens. Mm-hmm. And that's The Big City. Mm. And that was, so that must have been like in all the fifth track that we sent to the guys. And that was, I think that was before we got officially asked to be part of the team.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we got started on working together.
Cool. I mean, you said that like you set out, you achieved what you set out to achieve, but what was it you set out to achieve?
Wow. This is deep reflection now. Yes. We wanted... I remember us both talking about wanting to strike a balance between, like, a sweetness and... I mean, this is really just abstract and obscure, but like, we wanted to strike a balance between a sweetness and like a kind of like a savoriness, where some of the music would be kind of on the nose. Like if you're in a beach area, you're going to use some beachy instruments, marimba and stuff maybe. But then we also wanted to incorporate like a, Yost would explain this better than me, but some sort of overriding beauty that reflects kind of just the world in general and just like the characters and everything in it, I guess. So I mean, that's not going to make any sense to anyone who's listening, but just we wanted to strike a balance between a few different sounds really, and I think we did that.
I think the game it's a really whimsical game. There's a lot of humor in it and it's very lighthearted and there's cute characters. And there's a beach area and there's a city area, you know, it's kind of like that surface level. We wanted to do justice to that, but kind of the, what kind of is like an underlying thing under it is, the guy's love for the country that they live in, which is Sweden, or maybe like Scandinavia as a bigger whole. And its beauty, and so we kind of wanted to give it that undercurrent of we want it to be whimsical, but we also, there's also an undercurrent of seriousness and beauty in it, that we kind of wanted to strike that balance. Mm-hmm.
The tracks, most tracks in video games typically are looped throughout the areas, but that's not the case in Tom. They played like individual songs through the Hike Lady. Do you know what was this decision based on? What made you not want to loop tracks and just play them as individual pieces?
That wasn't really our decision, I think. Or at least, it's not that, I don't mean to say it was decided for us, but the Hike Lady was kind of already part of the game when we joined the project. And it just made so much sense for the world and the game that they were making, where you're taking the bus and exploring these Scandinavian inspired places, and you're basically taking a walk through them, and you've got your headphones on, you're listening to some tunes, so it just makes sense for those tunes to be kind of like songs rather than looping parts that. The kind of like background music that most video games would go for.
There are also in the songs, the music itself, there's a lot of soundtracks to help build the world and the atmosphere that you wouldn't actually realize were not part of the game until you listen to the soundtrack separately. There are things like monkey noises that are happening in the background of some of the sounds, or like the waves and the seas, or like just people's chatter. How important was it to build an atmosphere and environment throughout the soundtrack for you guys?
I mean, great question. My favorite part of the game is the sound design, so just all of the sound effects. And collectively, we grouped together also to create like a bunch of music that emanates from like radios and things like that as well. So I think we have blurred the line between like a soundtrack and sound design a bit, and then also just the jingles made by the sound designers we had. So their company is Rooms Clang. That's also musical, and so yeah, I'm glad you've mentioned that. Like, I can see how playing the game, as somebody who didn't work on the game, like there's a lot of things that sound like they could be part of the soundtrack that aren't. I'm not sure how much we really thought about that, but yeah, that is really cool. And yeah. I think it is an important part of the game.
For sure. And I think also an important part of the reason why we asked Victor, the main sound designer on the game, who's part of the company, Rumsklang. We asked him to not only do the mastering for the official soundtrack album, but he also did sound, like additional sound design for it. So he used soundscapes from the game, as well as some of those tracks from the radios and things like that. And we created, basically he did all of that. He created sort of this, the kind of in summary, the story of the game, as it were, throughout the soundtrack, which is really cool.
A lot of those tracks have sort of noises of people on them. Is it the Fisherman's Tune, which has some whistling on it, and a few other vocal takes? Who does the vocals on these tracks?
I did the whistling on Fisherman's Tune, but I have to humbly admit that whistling is actually harder than it may seem.
Yes.
Especially, you know, when you whistle, you blow out air, and if you don't hit the right angle with the microphone, you get the air puff and it's a mess. So I did one note, and then I used MIDI to play that.
Oh.
It's kind of cheating, but the result is better than if I had just done one take. So yeah, I'm just working on that one. I don't know exactly which other vocals you're referring to. You might be talking about the Goat Choir. Also me. I did a similar thing where I sang a couple notes and then MIDI'd that and then layered it on top of each other. But there's also, towards the end of that track, there's just me going nuts, just pretending I'm some kind of Austrian mountain climber singing, you know.
How was that? How did you get into character of the Austrian mountain climber?
Actually, I think we were talking about the this idea was floating around about this goat choir, about these goats being in a choir. And I think it might have been you, Jamal. Somebody sent that the soundtrack for Grand Budapest Hotel. I don't know if we can like link to it or something later, but there's this kind of yodely track on there, which just it's kind of you know, the yodeling and like Austrian folk music has this kind of like silly character to it, but at the same time it reflects the majesty of the Alpen, like the Alpine landscape in Austria, I think, which is really kind of cool. But mostly I just thought it was kind of funny, so.
It was. I'm gonna go into a bit of a wholesome segment to try and get into the feeling of the game. It's a very wholesome game. I want to ask, there's a lot of pets throughout the game. Do you guys have any pets, or are your pets in the game? Which ones are they?
I don't know where she is, but yes, all our pets. I think there's only one person on the dev team who didn't have a pet. So he got a rock.
Oh, wow. Oh, Pet Rock. I saw Pet Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Other than that, every time you run into an animal with a name in the game, oh, there she is.
Who's this?
Oh,
this is Willemijn.
Hey.
If you've played the game and you've been to the harbor area, then you might have run into her. She doesn't like being held, so she's running away now.
Jamal, who's your pet?
My pet is Teddy.
Mm.
So he's quite possibly the hardest to find.
Okay.
An absolute nightmare. Little sausage dog.
Great.
Cute as can be. He doesn't actually live here with me. He's technically my mum's dog.
Oh, sure.
But he's still mine. I named him
Yeah.
In real life, I named him Teddy. That was my name. So he's very much my dog. And so he made it into the game. And yeah, a lot of players are finding it very difficult to find him.
Oh no. That's not good. What would you be able to give them a hint? Not exactly location, just a hint.
I'm pretty sure. Actually, I'm not too sure. But I think the developers may have rearranged the room that he's in to make it easier to find him. I saw someone say that.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure.
I heard the same thing.
Cool. Go find Teddy.
He should be here already.
He should be there. What time do you guys go to bed?
It's your bedtime. I go to bed. My bedtime is probably 12 o'clock at night. Normally. Yeah, I won't go any further in case you ask what time we wake up. But 12 o'clock, yeah.
That's not on my list, no.
Okay, 12. I go to bed at 12 and wake up around 7.
Okay. Good 7 hours?
That's pretty. Hmm. Yeah, I think my natural bedtime would be around maybe between 12 and 1 a.m. But especially now with pandemic and working from home a lot. And my girlfriend she works right here next to me. And we're trying to really stay in each other's rhythm. So it's a little earlier. We try to be in bed roughly around 11 or something. Something like that.
Do you guys swear? This is part of the wholesome quiz. Do you swear? Do you curse?
All the time. I'm surprised I haven't sworn on here already.
I guess it depends on what you mean by swearing. Sure. There's a lot of different severities of swearing, I guess. I try not to go through the roof, but who never
gentle.
Swears?
Yeah, true.
Do you swear?
Yes, I'm awful.
No.
I'm absolutely terrible. I have sort of like two settings. One of them is just me. The other one is as if I was speaking to my grandma. Don't swear. Just say normal things.
Yeah.
What are your favorite animals, you know, outside of your own pets?
I really like golden retrievers or those Shiba Inu.
Oh yeah, they're good.
There's a lot of cool animals. Capybaras are really cool. They're friends with every other animal there is ever.
Yeah.
And there's that one, I forgot what it was called. This was one, I think it was like a quokka or something. Which is this tiny little, I guess it's a marsupial, and looks like it's like smiling all the time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I know that thing.
I'm not sure which one that is. Right. Huh. Very nice. Which one?
I'm going to say... right, because you didn't specify dead or alive, I'm a huge dinosaur fan.
Oh, okay.
Loved. I mean, first of all, don't you think it's weird you can be a fan of something of an animal? That's a bit weird, especially an extinct animal. But I love prehistoric life. Love dinosaurs, so they are my favorite.
Hey, that's cool.
Any dinosaur.
What kind of television do you usually watch? Do you still watch
TV? Damn.
That's a question, because I don't even know if people still watch TV nowadays.
I don't watch, like, broadcast TV, but I, to be honest, I'm terrible at watching series. Like, I know that's all the rage, but I'm only now just getting around to watching Peaky Blinders with my girlfriend, so that is currently what I'm watching.
Like, oh.
Yeah, I'm same. I don't have an actual like TV connection, whatchamacallit, so I don't watch like TV, but if we're talking Netflix and stuff like that, currently I'm rewatching Scrubs.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Which is just kind of great for, you know, I don't know what to do. Just watch an episode of Scrubs, you know? And so also what I'm a big fan of is like British panel shows.
Oh,
like
right.
Recently we've been really binge watching Taskmaster, which is fantastic.
Taskmaster's great, yeah. It's a good one. Do you consider yourself soft?
Yeah, I'm totally softy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Soft as a marshmallow.
Which emojis do you tend to use in messages?
I wonder if my phone was here, I would show you my most used section. But I'm always using the heart emoji.
Yeah.
The cry emoji with the tears streaming.
Sure.
Love that one. Because it's hard to show emotion over text, so you have to go above and beyond.
It's true. There we go.
There you go.
The heart as well.
Yeah.
The whistle emoji. Since Fisherman's Teen has come out, my lord, has he been spamming that emoji.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. And where can we find the Tom soundtrack? Where is it? Where can people listen to it if they want to?
Everywhere.
Wow.
Except for Bandcamp right now, but we're looking into that. So Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all those places. And soon Bandcamp.
Soon Bandcamp. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And what's next for you both? What's the next thing that you two are gonna end up doing each?
Tough question, really.
Can you say, are you allowed to say is another thing.
Some things I'm not, maybe I can't say, and others you just never know. Some things take ages to happen. One thing I am really hoping for is another opportunity soon to work with Yoast again. That's like, yeah, if we could get that going, that'd be brilliant.
That's nice.
Yeah. Same. Really hoping that'll work out. I'm also working on, there's one track I'm working on, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about that, but with an artist I really admire from the Netherlands. So that could be really cool, I hope, if I can do it justice. And I'm working on a new solo album, which should have been out a long time ago, but then the pandemic happened and I just didn't know what to do with it, and now I'm just like, I'm gonna finish it soon for reals this time.
The pandemic
is what I'm gonna do. I think everyone should still got this. How's that looking on there?
I'll see it super clearly.
Yeah, it's still got the cellophane on it. It's Yoast's album, Quiet Magic. Stream it now. It's been out since I think 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it's like one of my favorite albums of all time, and I think everyone should stream that in preparation for the next album.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's been a bit of a loving. It's nice. It's nice having a wholesome game like Tom, and we're all kind of, you know, feeling it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Thank you very much for joining me on the interview today. It's been nice having you guys here.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say to anybody out there?
Follow Something We Made. They're making great games and they're supporting other developers. Follow Rimsklang. Great sound designers, great composers. As I said, my absolute favorite part of Toem is the sound design. Absolutely smashed it. And yeah, follow Yoast. Follow Launchable Socks.
And follow Jamal. I mean, he's not going to say that himself. He's too modest, but do it. And go play Toem and go be excellent to one another.
That's a great way to leave it. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.